Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. We're still at BIS, going strong, two more days left, and we're at the auditorium. And today we're going to be talking about some of the headlines across Thailand. And we're going to start with Pattaya. Now, Pattaya is going through not really a crisis, but there are a lot of crackdowns in Pattaya recently. Now, this particular crackdown is for some reason on transgender sex workers. Nettie, tell me more.
Yes, so a team of Pattaya police and tourist police inspected Beach Road and arrested 36 suspected transgender sex workers and took them to the station for identity recording. The inspections later stressed to the suspects that they could not loiter on the beach and offer sexual services to people walking by because it was against Thailand's prostitution law, and it also damages Pattaya's tourism reputation. All suspects were released, however, and Pattaya police pledged to continue their crackdown on prostitution every day. Now, the inspection comes 2 days before the Pattaya International Firework Festival, which is expected to draw over 100,000 tourists. Now, an interesting fact is that there have been over a dozen incidents this year of transgender thieves pickpocketing cash and jewelry from tourists in Pattaya specifically, and mainly on Indian tourists, a very specific group. One transgender foundation, however, in Pattaya says that they have expressed concern about stereotypes spreading due to these crimes and has urged people not to stereotype the transgender community and says that the group of people stealing around Pattaya doesn't represent the entire community. Why do you think they go specifically for Indian tourists?
I don't know. Do you think is that just a coincidence, or do you think they're being targeted?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I think it might be coincidental just because
there's a lot of Indian tourists.
Yeah,
as well.
The government is really trying to gear towards Indian tourists because. You know, the Chinese and the Russians can't come in now.
Can I tell you something funny?
Please.
Well, not funny, but this doesn't happen just in Pattaya. It happens in Phuket as well. And for some reason, it were a transgender sex worker robbed my friend.
No way. Yeah. How, though?
We were walking along Bangla Street. It was quite a little bit late at night, quite so many years ago. We're walking on the street and... a couple of friends were walking in front, a couple of friends were walking back, and they just come, you know, they start getting a bit physical and touching, and at first you're just like, oh, no, and then you don't realise they just pickpocket you, especially if you've got your wallet at the back of your pants.
Right,
yeah.
Wow.
And you don't even realise until sometimes you reach, you know. You reach back home and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost got mugged once. So if you see people kind of going around you in a circle and start bumping into you, that's a bad sign already that they're about to mug you. So when that happened to me, I just screamed as loud as I can and they all kind of loosened up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were very scared at me, and that happened to me at Terminal 21, so be careful.
Whoa.
Terminal 21. In Onasok, yeah, so be careful.
In the mall?
No, around the mall.
Around
like
the mall.
In front of it, yeah.
Yeah, do be vigilant. It doesn't happen often. However, it would be naive to think that these crime doesn't happen around the world or in Thailand. It is low, however, it does happen. So be vigilant, be careful. Now, let's talk about some more topics, Natty. This is a little bit of a sad story. Not really sad, but you'll see what I mean. One third of adult Thai citizens have applied for welfare.
Okay.
Now, applicants for welfare have seen a huge jump, with 22 million Thai people requesting a state welfare card in the latest round of registrations. And the massive figure equates to about one third of the entire adult population of Thailand. So it's a huge jump from the current 13.5 million people now carrying welfare cards in the country. However, even the finance minister, deputy finance minister, he's not really surprised. He had kind of expected the number to jump. And there's good news and bad news. Now, the 22 million applicants does not mean that there will be 22 million people added to the state welfare program this year. Those who requested the card will still have to go through quite a thorough vetting process, with over 40 state agencies examining their eligibility for the program. Now, the 13.5 million people who already have it will actually be required to re-register every time there's a new application round. So just because you got it this round doesn't mean you'd get it the next round. To qualify for state welfare, an applicant must be a Thai citizen, obviously, and that is 18 years or older. Their salary must be less than 100,000 baht per person per year. So let's say if we were in a family, we lived in a house, and my salary was less than 100,000 per year, but your salary is way above 100,000 per year.
We don't qualify.
I will not be able to qualify because I live with you in the same house.
Right.
So, yeah, household income must be on average below 100,000 as well. So it's kind of unfair, but so a person earning a low wage but living with a family member is earning well above the poverty line would not qualify. But then again, you know, if you're living with people in the same house with a family that can afford to feed you, you should not be getting welfare.
Yeah, I think they're trying to eliminate people who are maids, who have other kinds of compensation other than monetary. Like they give you free lodging, free food, free transportation. So they pay you less, but you get to live a quite nice life, I guess.
Well, yeah, but once you do get the on the state welfare, the benefits provided are fairly minimal. People earning less than 30,000 baht per year, that's just 2,500 baht per month, will be given an extra 300 baht per month. And those earning more than 30,000 but less than 100,000 will receive 200 baht per month. Welfare recipients can also receive up to 500 baht per month for public transportation costs. So altogether, if you're earning less than 100,000, it's about 700 baht a month that you'd get.
It's not a lot, but at least it's something for them, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one-third of the adult population in Thailand has signed up for it. So,
it's a problem.
Yeah, they're hoping that, you know, now that the economy is kind of starting to
pick up a little bit,
you know, things are getting around, that both these numbers will go down very soon. So hoping for some good news soon. Now, before we go to the break, Nettie, actually, I wanted to talk about a man and an elephant. Now... They say that a man's best friend is a dog.
Yes.
An adult's best friend is a dog because we're all inclusive here at the Tiger. But sometimes elephants can't be your friend. You know, we've had stories of like elephants trampling on men or people in different parts of Thailand. But sometimes man can hurt elephant too. How has this man harmed an elephant, Nettie?
So a Thai man is being risk of a charge of violating the National Park Act after he crashed his sedan into an elephant at Khao Yai National Park. The 49-year-old man drove his sedan into the elephant between the National Park's entrance in Nakhon Nayok and the National Park office in Prachinburi. The driver, known as Kawin, hit the elephant so hard that it fell onto his sedan and the driver suffered a deep wound on his right arm. The head of Khao Yai National Park reported that the National Park rangers and officers have been looking for the injured elephant without any luck so far. Now, the reason for the collision is because the driver drove too fast when it was really dark and he couldn't brake in time. So Kawin hasn't been charged yet, but faces a penalty for violating the National Park Act. If found guilty, he faces an imprisonment term not exceeding 1 month or a fine not exceeding 1,000 baht or both. Authorities are now urging motorists to be more careful and reduce their speed when traveling on roads in the national park area as well. So he might be fined 1,000 baht for injuring the poor animal.
At least it's just injured. The elephant's still alive.
Yeah, for now.
It would take a lot.
Yeah. But man, that must have been a really big impact for an elephant to actually fall down. That's a hard hit.
Was it a baby elephant?
It's a teenager elephant, they said.
Teenager elephant. Okay, well, does that make you sad?
It made me sad. But I'm smiling because I'm thinking about a joke, but keep moving.
Swiftly moving on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Thai Airways a little bit. Now, I have some good news, okay? So from now on, it's only good news. It's only going up. Good and funny news. Thai Airways is planning to borrow less because its recovery is going better than expected. Yeah, Thai Airways requires only half the money, which it initially estimated would be needed for recapitalization given its consistently positive performance. Now, despite improvements on the airline's performance and balance sheets, the airlines will still need to strictly comply with the rehab plan with the government's oversight. But in operating profit, they have amounted about 3.9 billion baht of profit compared to last year when they had 5.3 billion in loss at the same period.
Wow.
And the total revenue has been 32.86 billion baht compared to last year. That was an increase by 582%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, comparing to last year, the numbers will reflect and look extremely positive and optimistic. Because, yeah, they were basically bankrupt and nothing was happening for Thai Airways. But hey, this is good news.
That is very good news.
Improvements have been made, but the airline, you know, still needs those loans to maintain its liquidity and drive the business growth. But it's looking very, very good for Thai Airways. I mean, they did everything. They sold
chairs.
Yeah, they sold the seats off their airlines.
Yes.
I mean, who does that?
They even sold like utensils and trays and everything that they had.
You could have the Thai Airways dining experience.
In your home.
In your home.
Hmm.
With the cutlery and everything.
Yeah, just missing the pilot and flight attendant.
Because that happens. Every now and then you're sitting at home and you're like, I miss airline food, specifically
Thai.
The tom yam goong I had on Thai Airways
right.
at 35,000 feet.
I know. Good old times.
Good old times. Well, good on your Thai Airways for getting going. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're looking forward to the Soccer Sevens. That's right. The big international school Soccer Sevens is happening this Friday and Saturday. That's tomorrow. We got a chance to interview and talk to the director of football here at BISP, Jonathan. So we'll be back with him right after this. Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by AAAFX. Make your first trade today with AAAFX. And of course, we're at BISP. We're at the wonderful BISP. We're currently sitting in the auditorium. I did a play when I was in primary on this stage right here.
What were you? A rock?
So I took part in Hansel and Gretel. Who do you think I was?
Gretel.
No, I was the witch. That is not a joke.
That's nice.
I was the witch.
You do look witchy.
And I was a star performer.
Wow. Might I add. Big claims.
Hey,
sure.
You got to do what you got to do for the fame.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Okay. But anyways, we're looking forward to the Soccer Sevens that is starting tomorrow. 25 international schools from around the world will be coming to BISP. We had a moment to talk to the director of football, Jonathan Candido. And here's what he had to say. Jonathan, this is now the first Soccer Seven after the pandemic. Are you really excited for this year? Is there something really big that we can expect on this Friday and Saturday?
Absolutely. I think as a community, we're all very excited to have the Soccer Sevens back after 3 years. It's always been a highlight of the year for football in the school, and we're super, super excited to have the event back.
Okay. And do you know how many schools are participating in this event?
Over 25 schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So isn't as big as used to be. Obviously, people still managing traveling and everything else, getting adjusted after the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's a very important number.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a very positive move forward. Are you excited for BIS's performance in the tournament?
Yeah. So looking back for the previous years, we always had a very nice performances over throughout all our teams.
Yeah.
And we have been preparing very much for participating in this competition. So all the students are ready. And
so we're gonna win this year.
So we try our best.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we cannot control who's gonna win or who's gonna lose.
Okay.
You know, football is a unpredictable game, very random. Mm-hmm. However, we've been working a lot and the kids are prepared to deliver a good performance.
Okay. And how many age groups are normally allowed? I guess under 18 is the highest and the lowest would be?
Yeah, so normally in the past editions we had the under 9s.
Okay.
So this year, unfortunately, we're not going to have those. But under 11s will be the youngest ones and over 15s will be the oldest ones.
Okay, under 11 and over 15. Okay, cool. Can you tell me a little bit about BISP football? You know, what is the philosophy? What is the work that goes into training, you know, training hard and performing at such a high level?
Yeah, definitely. I think at the end of the day, making, you know, that simple, we want to play well. We want our teams to play well. We see football as entertainment. It's not just about the winning, you know. Obviously, the winning, it's the mentality that we bring to the game, and we are very competitive. But how we play the game, what kind of information, what kind of contents, what kind of ideas we bring to the game, that's matter a lot. So the way that our players perform, the way that they behave on the pitch, what kind of, you know, attitude that they bring, that's really important to us.
Okay.
So to try to play the game well with the ball, proposing the game, being protagonists in the game, that's really important to us. You know, no matter what's going to be the final result, we want our kids to play with courage. They try to express themselves. So that's something that the coaches will be really pushing them in this competition.
All right.
The whole event brings along a great atmosphere for parents, for supporters, for all the players, all the school community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great community event. Everybody comes together. You know, obviously the football is the main thing, but, you know, all the friendship around, and then the quality games, and it's very competitive. It is friendly, but it's very competitive.
Yeah.
So people can come and they're going to have some nice games to watch.
Okay, cool. So I know that students can come to BISP for sports scholarships. Are there scholarships still available, or how do they work? Is it like per a certain number of students per year?
Yeah, the scholarships now are open for the next academic year, and we are start to receive a lot of applications for this next academic year. So everybody that's interested, you know, in take their football to the next level, as well to have a great academic background in school, as well to living and boarding, if that's the case. We have great facilities here. It's a team of professional people dedicating full time of the, you know, to the develop those players here. So everybody's really welcome to apply for the scholarship, and we'll be looking for all those applications.
All right. Well, Jonathan, thanks for joining me today. We're looking forward to looking at all the football this weekend, and I wish BISP Sea Eagles all the best.
Thank you very much.
All the best to you too.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Wow, welcome. Whoa, Jonathan, what happened?
Oh, yeah, I switched to Nettie.
Okay, welcome back, Nettie.
Yes.
But yeah, that was Jonathan Candido, Director of Football here at the BISP. I wish I really had him as a coach when I was playing football here. Could you believe, I know it's hard to believe that I did any sports altogether, but I used to be in the football team.
Yeah.
I took part in the soccer sevens. It used to be the highlight of the year. Football was really big in my school. What sport was big in your school?
Volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? How old was I?
No, I forgot my question. Okay. Never mind.
But yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. And actually, BISP has actually invited quite a few alumni.
Mm-hmm.
So probably maybe see some familiar faces tomorrow.
Oh, yay. Yeah. You can see old friends.
We're going to be covering that event on a separate video. We're going to end the show with the last story before we take some questions. It's FIFA World Cup again. We can't get enough of this. Now, FIFA has come out and warned Thailand that your World Cup broadcast will be cut off if you don't stop illegal access to your stream.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll give you a quick update. What's going on is basically, yeah, Thailand now has the broadcasting rights to show the World Cup in the country. However, other countries are illegally tapping into the Thai broadcast and playing it in their countries. There were videos of some men enjoying the Thai broadcast in Laos.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the Sports Authority of Thailand has called a meeting to really talk about this and tell the relevant parties that, hey, we need to meet FIFA's conditions, or they've threatened that they will cut off their access altogether.
Snippies.
So, Do be careful, Thailand. Do be careful.
Of people taking your stuff.
After everything we've come so far, you know. don't let that happen.
Right.
But then again, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's take some questions from the people.
PG Santa says, FIFA sucks.
Oh, FIFA does stink. FIFA is a very corrupt organization. Allegedly.
Well, you don't
not
have to say it.
Not according to us, but
not
just
according to us.
People that have said it. John Oliver. I blame John Oliver for everything.
I think Sick Puppy agrees with you, Jay, but we don't have to read that comment. Yes. Kazna says, poor Jay, you guys will be giving him a complex. I think he's talking about the football coach.
I have no idea.
I think so.
A real question. Can you go to Bar Funk and give us an update on the new VIP section? Firstly, what is Bar Funk?
I have no ideas.
Let me Google this. Bar Funk Phuket. Is that a bar?
Yeah,
Bar
Funk
Phuket. Day and night bar. All you need to know before. It's a day and night bar, apparently.
So
I feel like Sick Puppy doesn't do anything other than just party.
Party?
He's actually in a club right now.
Probably.
And he's just tuned
in. On a yacht.
He's gone to the bathroom. He's tuned in with his earphones, watching GMT, and then he's going to go back to the party.
Right, because we set up the vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of love for my long legs, apparently.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Sporting the shorts. It is an island.
Dominic Chan, you're absolutely right. Voice of God isn't in Phuket. She's in Bangkok, but she's sending a lot of love through the chat.
Yeah. Zoe still moving about says, hey, Jonathan is a good man, fun to work with too. Yeah, Jonathan has actually been here since 2013. Yeah, 3 years after I graduated. Mm-hmm. BISP football has gotten really big. They even go to international tournaments themselves. I believe the last one they went to was in Spain in the summer. Mm. I was talking to Jamie about it. And they won in Spain as well. So mm-hmm. they're very competitive. And quite a lot of the students go on to play professional football for professional teams around the world.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Everyone's just going at FIFA now.
Frankie says they haggle to their last dollar.
Who?
Frankie. I think it's about the FIFA, is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they gave a 200 million discount. Here we go. John Peake's got a good question. Natty, did you like the school?
I do like the school. It's actually really big, and they have a lot of facilities here. They have the auditorium. Obviously, we're sitting in the auditorium. I even see some signs. They had a TEDx talk here.
Yeah, they have apparently. TEDx. They have TEDx talks. They host it, I think, quite often, twice a year.
Twice a year. Jamie says yes.
Yeah, Jamie says yes.
From
yes.
the school.
Yeah. Ooh, now we've got the wide angle. There we go. Where's this angle been the whole time?
Hey, you're covering up my lower half. It's okay. Nobody wants to see that. Oh, now it looks like I have no legs.
Put back the wide angle. The wide angle is amazing. You can see the whole... Did you just put the wide angle for the first time? Oh, I wasn't watching the stream.
We're still on live.
I know. Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying, I saw the wide angle and I was like, wow.
Wow, it is wow.
We look great.
Yeah, I'm going to screenshot that.
Are we still on?
Yes, I think my
internet's died.
Okay. Well, maybe but I can...
So you have enjoyed mm-hmm. your time at the school?
Yeah, of course, I have. It's a bit rainy in Phuket, though. I think I would enjoy it a little bit more if mm-hmm. it wasn't raining, so I can run out on the soccer fields. But nevertheless, it's been a great experience here at BISP so far. Went to all the different labs and classrooms and saw the art. And I got to talk to some students, too, randomly.
Really?
Yeah, just hello.
Oh, okay.
Just saying hello.
Very nice.
Yes.
Auntie Natty.
Auntie Natty, indeed. All right.
Yeah, we're aunts and uncles here.
Oh, no,
it feels horrible.
Oh, yeah, a little
They just
bit.
Look at us like, who are these old people? And I'm like, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Youths these days. Yeah, that's literally what I've been screaming. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. We're going to be doing a Tiger Unfiltered today, all right? So please join us. We're going to go back to our crib.
Crib.
Yeah, my rib, yeah. Ouch. We're going to go back to our crib at The Vibe. And we're going to have some ribs. And we're going to do a Tiger Unfiltered. And we're going to tell you everything you need to know about our Phuket trip. As well as what we've been up to, what other projects we're doing, and the lovely time we've had at BISP and... the anticipation for the Soccer Sevens tomorrow. So until then, we'll see you later, live later.
Yeah, live later in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Please join us if you do have time. Let's say about...
Oh, no. Time again. 3 p.m.?
Let's say about... It's 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Wow.
We love you. See you live again. If not later today, then tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Te amo.